You're listening to the 258th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we're going to continue again, this time with three more psukim in Divrei Hayom, in Chronicles. And it underscores a very important point. And that is that it's possible for a person who has developed their Bitachon, a person who has been working on Bitachon, developed our relationship with Hashem, it's possible to have a rifyon. It's possible to have a weak moment and to lose that bitachon and to suffer as a result of it. It's important to know this. We're human. It happens to all of us. And it's important to be able to recognize it and to get out of it, to get back into our relationship with Hashem, lest we suffer the consequences. The psukim we're going to discuss today are in Divrei Hayom and Beis, Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16, psukim Zayin through Tes. At that time, Hanani the seer, he was a Navi. He came to Asa, the king of Yehuda. And he says to him, you have depended upon the king of Aram. You do not depend on Hashem your God. You should understand that what happens when you depend on a human being instead of Hashem is that you get left to natural consequences. The Melech Aram, the king of Aram who you depended upon, you're going to lose out. You're going to lose, it's going to fall out from your hand, so to speak. Now, he reminds him of some history. It's important to know our history. There was a group of Kushim, people from Kush and Luv. They had a tremendous amount of armies. They had tanks, they had airplanes, or in those times, chariots and horses. Now, when you trusted in Hashem, Hashem gave them into your hands. You were successful in battle. Why? Because of your bitachon. Hashem is looking, as it were. Hashem, when we depend upon Him, He sees that. And He's looking for those people who are depending upon Him. It's an encouraging fact that if we depend upon Hashem, Hashem is looking for it. And He's interested in manifesting in our lives to the degree that we do that. But in this matter, because you depended on the king of Aram, said Hanani to King Asa, because you depended on the king of Aram, so you've done a foolish deed. And that's why you're going to have wars now. The wars that you encounter are because of lack of faith. If, I'm going to say something a little controversial if you live in Israel, if all of the youth of the Jewish people would be sitting and studying the Torah and developing the relationship with Hashem, we wouldn't need such a big army. Because our enemies wouldn't have any sway or power over us. And in fact, it's something, which I believe I mentioned previously, that when they see us, when the Arabs see us bowing in full bow to Hashem, they're afraid. They know that those who completely bow to Hashem have the power, which is what Bitachon is about. Rashi says like this, Alkei nimlat shelo yecholta loy. Lama. Shelo betachta v'kodesh baruch hu. Why were you not able to overcome your enemies? It's because you did not trust in Hashem. If you would have trusted in Hashem when the king of the northern kingdom and the king of Aram made a covenant, and they made a covenant to battle you, you trusted in Hashem when it came to the people of Cush. If you would have trusted in Hashem in this circumstance as well, you would have been victorious. You would have escaped. You wouldn't have had to lose your money. He tried to give him money in order to break his covenant that he had made with the king of Israel, the northern kingdom. And now that you did not trust in Hashem, you've lost your money, you wasted your payoff money, your blood money, and he's escaped. You've lost his support as well. So, bottom line is, we think often that, and I would say it comes from a normal human weakness, a normal human situation where we're not sure. It's not clear. You know, is my bitachon going to work? Maybe. Maybe Hashem helped me last time, but who says he's going to help me this time? And the fear creates the problem, as we've spoken about. The fear creates the problem. And we say, well, maybe I should do some ishtadlus. Maybe I should pay off some blood money. And it doesn't work out so well for us. He brings here from the Maspik Leide Hashem, from Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, Avam Yishe Einenu Boitech Bashem Yisal Areum in Amordim. He says, a very strong statement, he says that if a person does not trust in Hashem, he's considered a rebellious person. If a person, it's not just like, oh, it's a good idea to trust in Hashem, to develop our bitachon, it's a good thing to do, it's effective. Understand, first of all, that it's a mitzvah, and second of all, it's a danger if I don't do it. Because he says that if a person does not trust in Hashem, he's considered rebellious of Hashem, you know, he's rebelling against Hashem, and therefore Hashem will punish him, and he will lose his parnasa, lose his livelihood. King David said, in contradistinction to those who seek Hashem, the powerful lions, so they became poor, and they became hungry. But the Darsh Hashem Le'achs Ruchotayev, those who seek Hashem, they are not missing anything good. So those who think that they have their own power, so they end up in trouble. It's a dangerous statement to make. It's a very dangerous statement to make. We can stand up against our enemies today, not like in the Holocaust. It's a dangerous statement to make. We have to keep saying, with Hashem's help. With Hashem's help, we'll be successful. Chana Amra, Svei Melechem Niskeru. Chana says, those who are satisfied with bread, they get their reward. I'm not sure, I didn't see the pasuk inside in context, but I imagine from the context here that it's trying to say that those who think that they are satisfied with what they have done in order to get their bread, so they get the reward of that. Which is that they are left to their own devices, and it doesn't always work. V'nemar al doeg, it says about doeg, gam al yatitzcha al yutetzcha la netzach, v'yiru tzadikim v'yiru. There's going to be something that I think it's saying that doeg will not have Hashem on his side forever. Those who are righteous will see this circumstance, and they'll be fearful. All of Yitzchaku. And about this, there will be a joke or I don't want to say rejoicing exactly, but a recognition that brings about happiness. Because people will see that a person who places his trust in his own strength, and he trusts in his great wealth. So, his existence becomes one of brazenness. He doesn't really have the strength. If he doesn't trust in Hashem, he doesn't have the source of all strength. The Maspik continues and says that such a person will have a limited amount of livelihood. You gotta pay somehow. It's gonna be, says the Maspik, that if a person does not place their trust in Hashem, so the Parnassah is gonna come in a difficult way, in a challenging way. Oichle lechem ha'atzav, and Pasuk says in Tehillim, it speaks of those who eat the bread of depression, the bread of nervousness. Right? A person can find livelihood to be a stressful type of endeavor. Why does that happen? Because a person has a rifyon in his trust in Hashem. He has a weakness in his trust of God. You know that which it says about also the king of Judah and about his sin. In some measure, he lost his bitach and his faith in Hashem. He didn't trust in Hashem. He lost his trust in Hashem. He depended upon the king of Aram. So the bottom line here is, and we're going to keep reading here, there's more to see, but just a recap where we have to make sure that our bitachon is in Hashem. We have to make sure that we don't get caught up in our own success or in our own belief of what brings success. We have to watch out for that and keep returning. It's a constant avodah, it's a constant work to keep returning, to remind ourselves, remember, it's Hashem who's in charge of my parnasa. It's Hashem who's in charge of my parnasa. He brings here from the Barbanel. Hashem's eyes, as it were, seek out in the entire land to strengthen those whose hearts are complete with Him, meaning those who indeed trust in Hashem. Hashem strengthens them. Our pasuk says that you made this foolish mistake, and that's why you have wars now. It was Hashem's intent. It was supposed to be that the southern kingdom of the Jewish people, Melech, the king Asa, and the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, they should have rejoined. They should have come back together. But Lefishanishan Asa al-Aram, and Asa al-Aram, and Hashem leben Hadad Melech Aram, loy chazra. But because Asa trusted in and placed his faith in and gave money, blood money to the king of Aram, the two sides of the Jewish people, the north and the south, did not come back together, and ultimately the northern kingdom would be lost for all time. They were sent out into Gullus, and maybe a few of them are coming back, the B'nai Menashe from India, the people from Ethiopia, but for the most part, the northern kingdom is gone. The problem was that instead of placing his faith in Hashem, and I would say that when I join my heart, when I bring my lower self back into a relationship with Hashem, the result is that I create unity around me as well. I'm creating unity with myself and Hashem, and it results also in unity between myself and the people around me. And for a king like Asa, he had the potential of creating unity in Klal Yisrael, and he missed that opportunity. Interestingly, a parallel issue that occurred was that his legs became weak. He became lame. Mida keneged mida, and he was an old man at this time, as we're going to see. But it corresponded, it was measure for measure. He sent this money and messages to the king of Aram that he should save him, as if he didn't have the feet to be able to go and walk. He didn't have on what to stand to go battle with the king of the north. So his punishment was that his feet became weak, and he became sick. It says in Malachim that this was something that happened when he was old. The pasuk here says in Devar HaYomim that this was in the 39th year of his kingdom. Another parallel issue was that instead of davening to Hashem, instead of going to the Navi and asking for divine assistance with his sickness, he went to the doctors. He went to the doctors instead of looking for a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. And it comes back to the concept of his battle with Basha, the northern kingdom. When the battle was about to begin with Basha, he didn't go to Hashem and ask for help, but rather he went to the king of Aram. And this is considered a sin. In a parallel way, he didn't go to Hashem when he got sick. He went to the doctor. This is another sin, like we spoke about in the Parsha podcast, in regards to Shaul HaMelech, King Saul. It's very easy for a person, once they start making the mistake, to compound the mistake.
He was 80 years old.
What can the doctors do to help an old man whose legs are weak? It was foolish not to ask Hashem for help, because doctors work with natural means. But this is something that's beyond nature. You need a miracle here. So he should have gone to Hashem, just like it was foolishness.
But
instead he went to the doctors who, you know, if he's going with the path of the natural path, so he's not going to get any benefit from them. But I would point out also that, you know, what happens when a person turns away from Hashem? What happens is that Hashem leaves them to nature, and naturally the person's going to fail. Right? He's just not strong enough to win the war, or whatever it is. But if a person depends on Hashem, so then he's above nature. That's what the Barbanel is saying. The bitachon of a person raises a person up out of the natural state of things. You know, I understand, we've talked about this, we've mentioned it, how in the magazines, the mishpacha, whatever it is, so there's talk of how to succeed in life. I get that. We're used to doing ishtadlus, but I think that kind of supernatural success is reserved for certain individuals. In order to get real supernatural success, I need to strengthen my bitachon and not be marbe behishtadlus, be doing so much hishtadlus. Last point here from the Yad HaKetana. If the king Asa, who was a great righteous person, and he was a person who had sought spiritual perfection for himself, if he would have attached his soul to Hashem with bitachon, which was pure and clean, shoyin al Hashem levadoi, to depend on Hashem alone, v'loyim mevakesh sum siba, and had not sought any kind of efforts, as kamay kein ayim esdavik benav shashkachasi is baruch hamiti b'esem elishum emsoi, so that Hashem would have attached his hashkacha, his divine providence, to King Asa, without any kind of intermediary. And he would have had limitless success. He could have experienced success even supernaturally. The king of the northern kingdom and the king of Aram would have fallen to him. Even though they were very many, there was a lot of them. Like the Navi says there. The Navi says, hey, you faced off with numerous enemies before, and you succeeded when you trusted in Hashem. There would have been a tremendous Kiddush Hashem if you would have trusted in Hashem and won.
Ach, But when his bitachon Hashem, his faith in Hashem was not whole,
why did he send a bribe to the king of Aram? Because he didn't have full faith in Hashem. He had a rifin, he had a weakness in his faith.
So then, Hashem's true Ashkocha left him.
Because the dross in his bitachon, that imperfection, was a screen that separated between him and Hashem, and prevented him from receiving Hashem's divine presence. So, divine providence, he created the problem with his fear.
So it no longer was possible for Hashem to bring him a supernatural salvation.
To get a supernatural salvation, you have to have a supernatural faith.
In a natural way, if you're depending on natural means, so then it's not natural for you to overcome these two great kings.
That's what he was saying. The Navi was saying to him, Hanani was saying, you depended on the king of Aram. You didn't depend on Hashem. That's why they've escaped from you.
This, for a person who's a tzaddik, for a person who has a deep relationship with Hashem, for a person who's developed his bitachon, so it's a tremendous sin.
Because he had an opportunity to create a Kiddush Hashem, he had an opportunity to sanctify Hashem's name by showing that those who trust in Hashem succeed supernaturally. Let's show the world. So it's a stark reminder, but it's an important reminder. We're on the Derech of Bitachon. We've been studying this together for years. We have to remain with our bitachon. We have to always trust in Hashem, return to our trust in Hashem, remind ourselves it's worked in the past. Let's hold on to Him once again. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.